This is Ozarks at Large. The number of Arkansas properties in some phase of foreclosure fell dramatically last month compared to the year before. Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net has been looking into the 90% decline.
A lot of people in the real estate profession will attribute this dramatic drop-off to a court ruling out of the Eastern District, a federal court here in Arkansas a couple of months ago. There was a case where a company from out of state that owned a mortgage tried some non-judicial foreclosure action and basically was told it was not in compliance with state law. Most people have a mortgage with somebody that might be a national mortgage holder. And so this has kind of put the brakes on a lot of action from some out-of-state companies on moving on foreclosures in the state of Arkansas until this appeals process goes forward.
The report by RealtyTrack says that in November, there were 160 homes in some level of foreclosure in Arkansas, compared to 1,600 the year before. The U.S. Marshals Museum planned for Fort Smith could get a big funding boost from a commemorative coin Arkansas lawmakers want to see minted. This special coin is proposed to coincide with the 225th anniversary of the U.S. Marshals Service, which has a long history in western Arkansas. The U.S. House approved the legislation last week, and now Republican Senator John Bozeman says he's working with Democratic Senator Mark Pryor to round up support on the other end of the Capitol.
It celebrates the U.S. Marshals Service, and a gold coin is made. That gold coin is sold to collectors, and they're sold at a premium. And then there's money as the coins sell and sell. There's extra money. And that $5 million of that extra money will go to the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith.
Senator Pryor says the companion Senate bill already has 52 co-sponsors, and he hopes to cross the finish line soon. Julie Petty of Fayetteville has recently been appointed by President Barack Obama to be a member of the President's Committee for People with Intellectual Disabilities. Petty, who has cerebral palsy, is a longtime state leader in the self-advocacy movement, which encourages people with disabilities to take greater control of their lives. She is a graduate of the University of Arkansas Journalism Department. The President's Committee was established to provide advice and assistance to the President and the Secretary of Health and Human Services on a broad range of topics that impact the lives of people with intellectual disabilities. The committee's goal is to improve the quality of life for people with intellectual disabilities and uphold their full citizenship rights, independence, self-determination, and lifelong participation in their respective communities. Petty will be sworn in by Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow in his office at City Hall. The University of Arkansas Track Officials Association will host a free track and field officiating clinic on Saturday, January 7th, at the Randall Tyson Indoor Track in Fayetteville. Rules and officiating procedures for all events will be covered. Anyone interested in learning more about officiating track and field is welcome to attend. The clinic will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and lunch will be provided. USATF certification will also be available for $45. Reservations are required. More information is available by emailing arkansatrack@gmail.com or by calling 530-4086.